and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. This is John Moore, substituting for John Stadtmiller. I know many of you out there have tuned in expecting to hear John Stadtmiller's familiar voice, and here's this guy named John Moore, and you're probably sitting there wondering to yourself, who in the world is John Moore? I'm a new host on Republic Broadcasting. I have a website. You can see what I look like, www.thelibertyman.com. And welcome to the National Intel Report. Here's what I bring to the table, ladies and gentlemen. I, in fact, was a member of military intelligence for 3 years full-time. That was beginning in 1967. Most of my adult life, beginning in 1973, I've been a private detective, homicide detective, private investigator. I've been involved in dozens and dozens of murder investigations, hundreds of investigations, frequently with outcomes of the most severe consequences, either men's lives at risk or hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars at risk, depending on the outcome of what I might be working on. This is a call-in show, ladies and gentlemen. We can talk about the events of the day. We're interested in hearing your comments and your questions. Now, a radio talk show host doesn't know everything. It would be foolish for me to stand here deep in the Ozark Mountains and say that I know everything. However, I do know how to find out most anything. That's one of my skills. I'm also trained as a legal assistant. So whatever your question might be, if I don't know the answer, I'll probably be able to point you in the right direction to where you can do your own research and find it yourself. That is one of the skills I bring to the table. We have a war going on, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to get past that and discuss much else. There's many important things on the table. This economy, the value of the dollar, things going on with the Internal Revenue Tax Code, and so forth. This war, however, war seems to have a way of kind of grabbing your attention and not letting it go. When young Americans are in harm's way, that should be one of our highest priorities, is discussing why this war is happening, the consequences of it, how we can bring it to a quick conclusion. It's in all of our best interest to do so. In case you don't know, the way to bring any war to a quick conclusion is by getting Congress to act. That is the way to do it. We're coming up on our first break, ladies and gentlemen. Our call-in number, if you want to call in, is 800-313-9443. Be back after the break. Thank you.
Available. available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is John Moore substituting for John Stadtmiller. Now, just think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Think about starting a brand new radio network and what it would take to do that. Now, John Stadtmiller has done this. It's only been 5 or 6 months. Republic Broadcasting has been on the air. Think about the resources you would have to draw together, the planning, the expertise, the passion you would have to have. John Stadtmiller is a man with passion for what he believes in, ladies and gentlemen. He knows the power of radio. He knows that you're sitting out there all over these beautiful United States we have, listening to what we're talking about tonight. He knows the power of radio to bring information, to educate, inform, entertain, and help change and stop the coming New World Order. He knows that for a fact. That's why he's gone to all the trouble he has to put together this radio network, and I applaud him for that. You being the audience out there, ladies and gentlemen, it's your responsibility to listen, become educated, become informed, call in here when you feel like it, let your friends, neighbors, and relatives know about Republic Broadcasting so they also can become informed, become educated, That's what it's all about. That's what radio is all about, ladies and gentlemen. A very personal source of news and entertainment. It's like I'm sitting there in the room with you. For some reason, it's much, much different than watching television. Television tends to be very impersonal. It's just the way that medium is. Radio reaches right into your heart and soul. That's what makes it so powerful. That's what's given talk radio so much power these past 15 years or so since talk radio has taken off. You know, you may not know this, but 12, 15 years ago, radio was regarded as a dead medium and going no place. Talk radio has changed all of that. This is true power to be able to reach out to all of you, wherever you might be, all over this country, and discuss the issues of the day. This war in Iraq, we need to think about the basic things here. Most basic part of this war is the congressional authority to go there in the first place. The United States Congress was convinced by people giving testimony that the government of Iraq had an active nuclear weapons program, would soon acquire nuclear weapons, and shortly after that would use those newly acquired nuclear weapons against the United States of America. That is why Congress authorized the executive branch to invade a country at peace to go after these nuclear weapons. That is why the war was authorized. Now, here we are in 2004. We invaded the country. It turned out the government of Iraq did not have an active nuclear weapons program. They weren't about to develop them, and of course they could not use what they did not have against us. The country of Iraq, which was at peace, posed no threat to the United States of America. Now the war has become something else. However, the congressional mandate hasn't changed. There has not been a new congressional mandate saying, well, now it's time to build a democracy in Iraq, so that's why we're there. That hasn't happened. There's no new congressional mandate, ladies and gentlemen. But we're still there. And young Americans are in harm's way, and young Americans are dying pretty much every day of the week. So far, the month of November 2004, we have lost over 100 men. Last time that happened was in April, earlier this year. And that's the only month since the war began that we lost over 100 that I'm aware of. This is serious and becomes even more serious with each passing day. Just today it was announced that there's new offensive being launched about 50 miles south of Baghdad. What seems to be happening, ladies and gentlemen, is that we will, quote-unquote, clear out an area like Mosul, for example, of what people were calling insurgents, which that needs to be addressed also, just what we're calling these people. And then a few weeks or a couple of months later, we have to go back in there all over again. In fact, we just arrested the general, the Iraqi general, in charge of the police forces in Mosul, alleging that he somehow wasn't able to stop his own police stations from being taken over by the insurgents. Now think about this for a moment. Why do we keep, why, we being the U.S. government and the mass media, keep calling our enemies insurgents as opposed to guerrillas? Here's the reason why. If you got a good dictionary, you can look it up yourself. The dictionary definition of an insurgent are people that are opposing legitimate government authority. That's what an insurgent is. People opposing legitimate government authority by force of arms, with deadly force. A guerrilla is a group of men defending their country against an enemy invader, a foreign invader. That's what a guerrilla is by the dictionary definition. The moment we start calling our enemy guerrillas, that's the moment we've lost. In my opinion, we are in fact fighting guerrillas. Men who have come together to defend their country against a foreign invading army. By definition, of course, that's what we are. We are foreign, we are an army, and we are invading. So it looks to me like we're a foreign invading army, just like the dictionary says, and the people opposing us are guerrillas. Is the government of Iraq legitimate? Well, here's who does not believe so. First of all, the international insurance industry does not believe so, because the international insurance industry will not provide insurance for foreign investment to come into Iraq and rebuild that country. There is no rebuilding going on. There can't be, because there's no insurance to cover it. The only rebuilding going on is U.S. taxpayers' dollars rebuilding critical infrastructure that we've blown up. The schools, the bridges, the clinics, the waterworks, things that we already destroyed that we're putting back together. This is a call-in show, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to call in and have a question or comment, we'd be glad to entertain that at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we will talk about anything you like, because this is your show. And you can ask your question, make your comment. I will respond and give you the best answer I can. You may be reading about this U.S. dollar situation. You may not be, but if you're not, you should be. A couple of basic things you might want to keep in mind. Something that comes up frequently, especially on these patriotic oriented shows, is the value of gold. And you'll frequently hear, well, the price of gold is going up. It takes more dollars to buy this gold. Well, here's what's really happening. The value of the gold isn't changing at all. What's changing is the value of the dollar that's buying it. That's what's changing. It's becoming more clear all the time. If you look at the international markets, the number of yen, Japanese money, or the number of euros, European money, buying this gold isn't changing as quickly and isn't changing as drastically as the dollars. That's a very critical point to keep in mind, is that the thing changing value is the dollars, not the gold. Gold pretty much remains constant over the decades and over the centuries as to its true value and what it can purchase in terms of goods and services. It pretty much remains a constant. What changes is the value of paper that we use to buy the gold with. Same thing applies to silver. Silver is a bit more volatile because it has more industrial uses than gold does. But the same principles apply. What's buying the silver is paper money, and the value of the paper is changing, where the value of the silver doesn't change nearly as much as the value of the paper used to buy it. As the dollar declines, the Federal Reserve will have to offer higher interest rates to attract foreign capital to keep buying our debt. Very dangerous game these people are playing, ladies and gentlemen. Very dangerous, because rising interest rates is what inflation is, part of inflation. The U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve creating more dollars is what inflation truly is. Once again, going back to your dictionary, inflation is expanding the money supply. That is, in fact, pure and simple what inflation is. It's not housewives buying too many things causing inflation, which they tried to convince us years ago was the case. Inflation is the governing body, the controlling body, the central bank, the U.S. Treasury, creating, printing more dollars. That's, in fact, what inflation is. The more things become inflated, the less value your dollar has that you earn at work. We're coming up on another break. If you have a question or comment, be sure to call in at 800-313-9443. Be back after the break.
Every Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is John Moore substituting for John Stadtmiller, and we are doing the National Intel Report. The boards are all lit up. We've got every incoming line filled up, and I'll keep that number handy here for you. That's 800-313-9443, and we have Eli from Michigan. Eli, are you there?
Oh, I'm on right away. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you, John.
What can we help you with?
All right. Well, I was just looking over my old edition of Mein Kampf, and I see the parallels sticking out all over it.
Between what and what?
Well, it's so obvious. It's almost a rehash. It seems like maybe these people in power have gone over that history in that book and are taking.
I believe that they're using many of the tactics that work when it comes to persuasion, for example, the tactics that work, they will borrow and use and steal from anybody, the Third Reich or anyone, or Madison Avenue. They don't care. If it's a tactic that works and helps them achieve their goals, they will use those tactics.
Well, what I'm referring to is the policy of war. I think they're well beyond the earlier phases.
I don't know if you're old enough. I'm certainly not. I know how they justified, like, they when World War II began in 1939, mm-hmm. they were using these pretexts, like in the Sudetenland, that the German nationals, people of German heritage, in the Sudetenland were being oppressed and threatened, and
that's what they said.
And the German army had to go in there and
well, of course, that
save
was
these
Hitler's,
people.
That was Hitler's excuse.
Absolutely.
It reminds me of the same thing.
A pretext is a pretext.
It's a policy of one by one. It's all well and good it's as now. One by one. Pick on the little ones and gather them in. And again, it's almost as if they are establishing their empire in the East.
Well, keep in mind, Eli, that the one of the big goals of the Third Reich was control of the Middle East oil.
Well, their big plan was to, of course, settle in what is now Russia. Their whole plan was to smash Russia, but they would have to start one by one and separate the French from the British if they could. And the French and British from the Russians, if they could, and keep them all in a state of what to do. They didn't know what to do, you see. But in actuality, they could have done something. And in fact, they could have, the German people themselves could have eliminated Hitler long before. But you see, they were in fear, and they were in doubt, and they were in denial. They didn't really know what, but they could have read his story. It was all there for them to see.
There were
he did
attempts.
Exactly what he said he was going to do.
There were attempts, Eli, and the attempts obviously all failed.
Well, they were very half-hearted. Most of them were not really, until the last, like in 44, when they tried to blow him up.
Right.
But that was a real big attempt, and they failed at that. That was that was the generals.
Right. Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Right. But you see, it's a policy of one by one. And ultimately, this is going to lead to the same thing. They're going to finally face down Russia, China, and possibly Europe. And because this is all the same thing, to disarm them. This government wants the only armaments of power in the world, or control of them all. This is what this is all about.
Okay.
To control all the armaments.
Thank you for your call, Eli. Let me comment on that a bit. We appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. I agree with Eli that there is going to be a face down with Russia and China. However, I don't believe our government is planning that face down. I believe the planning is going on the Russian and Chinese side. That's my opinion. I believe the executive branch thinks that the Cold War is over, that Russia and China are our trading allies, our peaceful friends in the world community. And we continue to disarm. The United States continues to disarm in terms of our strategic defenses, international, intercontinental ballistic missiles, the kind of things that could defend us from Russia and China. In fact, are being dismantled in compliance with the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, leaving us more defenseless with each passing week, each passing month, more defenseless to defend against the clear and present danger posed by Russia and China, who continue, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to build bigger and better of those types of weapons. We have Davey in Texas. Are you there, Davey?
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. What's your question or comment, please?
Oh, man, I had about three or four, and then you mentioned clear and present danger.
Great movie, wasn't it?
Blick there, I tell you, I've been to Fort Huachuca 96B, and I've been inside Langley, and, you know, when I see a rabbi at the Pentagon misappropriating over $1 trillion, to me, that represents a clear and present danger.
Absolutely, that's part of the picture, isn't it?
Well, you know, down here in Texas, you know, you said you worked on some murder cases, and I looked into the mass murder down at Waco, and I have a question for you on that case. In the 22nd hour of the 911 tapes, which there are 48 hours of those tapes, when Wayne Martin, a black Harvard-educated lawyer with a wife and six children, called 911, 22nd hour of tape, it's revealed that there were five agents that were killed and not four. And
who was the fifth agent, David?
Well, that's maybe you can help us find that out. Nobody seems to want to identify who that was. And they've never been, you know, it's never been mentioned in the media, you know, with all these investigative reporters out there looking into.
Well, it's a good question. I wish I could answer it for you right now. I
had a couple other points here.
You want to hold over through the break?
Yes, thank you.
We'll be back after this break, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore substituting for John Stattmiller on the National Intel Report. I am your host for the afternoon here, early evening. And we have Davey on hold. Davey, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please speak up.
Okay. You came on and spoke a little bit about your experience in you use the term military intelligence, which the comedians always refer to as an oxymoron.
Like military music, I know.
Right.
Well, I was a 96 Bravo also, Davey. Apparently you were as well.
Well, isn't the function and purpose of an analyst to get the information correct?
The analyst takes information. This is not for your benefit, but for the benefit of the audience. The way an analyst is trained is to take hundreds, sometimes thousands of bits of information that may or may not make any sense. Any one bit of information may not make any sense by itself. And we are trained to use a rating system to rate the source of the information or the intelligence and the intelligence itself. You may give a high rating to the source and a low rating to the intelligence. Put that into a report that makes sense, and then move on up to higher echelons, higher headquarters, where somebody else may act or may not act. Typically, the outcome isn't necessarily what we would want, but that's the analyst's job, is to take all these bits of information, put them into a usable format, and then push it on up to higher headquarters where it can be used for other purposes.
You know, as an American, it would seem that it's imperative that we determine, you know, what is accurate and what is inaccurate in that information flow. And
Absolutely.
When we see that these alleged, and I was wanting to bring up the words insurgent, and you used the term legitimate government.
Right.
And it would appear that in America we're battling, we the people are the legitimate government, and there are insurgents in our country. You know,
there's a very strong argument for what you're saying to be true, and here's the way anybody can see if our government is acting in a constitutional manner, and that's how they spend money. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution tells Congress, and Congress has all the spending authority, by the way.
It defines money there also.
It does also, you're right. But there's only about 18 things that Congress can authorize money to be spent on. Anything else is, on the face of it, unconstitutional. And most of what the federal government spends money on that's been authorized by Congress is, in fact, unconstitutional. Pretty much the entire federal budget, with the exception of the Department of Defense, the Postal Service, and a few other things.
Well, the issue really for Americans is defining legitimate government. And either we, the people here that live here, are the government, you know, or we're not. And if
Absolutely.
These terrorists can come in to my homeland and murder, 100 of my neighbors with tanks and helicopters and walk away, they're terrorists. They're not the legitimate government.
How far do you live from Waco?
About 90 miles.
I've heard that the sheriff from that county did not know until afterwards that he had the authority to kick the FBI and the ATF out of his county if he chose to do so.
You know, I felt sorry for Jack. He was a good guy, really, that just got caught in the middle of a terrible storm.
He did, and unfortunately he didn't know his true authority as the highest law enforcement official in his county.
I have one rhetorical question left, and then I'll hop off and let some other callers on. I'd like to ask people to think on this real hard. Which came first, the Vatican or the Talmud? Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you for your call. That was Davey, and we have Eric from Austin. Eric, are you there? Eric from Austin.
Take us in a little bit different direction. Wanted to comment on an article I read in the Daily Texan, a little local newspaper here the other day called No Blood for Canola Oil.
Oh, canola oil. That's some nasty stuff, man. tell us about canola oil there, Eric.
Well, it has to do with, I don't think we're doing a good job with trying to manage any kind of goodwill over in Iraq from our power elites. And this article is simply about something I've heard talked about before. That is, Paul Bremer back in April passed a law that you can no longer trade or sell seeds there anymore because a lot of them are, genetically engineered over here in the West, although they'd been traded and sold, seeds over there since the beginning of the written language.
Right.
That they now have to pay licensing fees in order to, use these seeds, sell them, or anything else. And to me, that just is stupid because if we want to try and get Iraq to develop and develop goodwill, instead of forgiving all this debt to their governments, we should, waive these fees, licensing fees, because now all these farms are going to start heading over to Western interests. They're going to buy these up because they can't afford to pay all the fees to plant these seeds, nor do they have the money to go out and find if they're genetic or not, or even if they chose to plant seeds that were not genetically manipulated and patented, they're going to get cross-fertilized and stuff, and they're still going to
have to. Well, you're right, Eric, and this whole issue about the genetically modified plants and seeds kind of blindsided me. I wasn't aware that was even going on, and it just kind of popped up out of no place.
Well, it's been going on a long time, and it's been an issue over here.
What kind of crops are they growing in Iraq, do you know?
I don't know exactly what crops they're growing, but it's for their food staples.
Fresh vegetables and fruits and vegetables and things like that.
Well, obviously canola oil, which is a commodity that they are fairly well known for, apparently, that the income earner for them.
Well, canola oil is something that, as far as I'm concerned, human beings should not even consume.
Yeah.
It's actually, the real name for it is rapeseed oil, and it's really not good for human beings to consume, as far as I'm concerned, which is kind of a different issue from what you're addressing.
It's a little different issue. It's just the point is that we're not doing a good job at trying to get goodwill. I mean, we do want them. I don't think we should make them pay a fee to the patent holders over here. I think we should waive that kind of stuff, you know. And
of course, I'm near St. Louis, which is the home for Monsanto, which holds a lot of these patents for genetically modified plant life.
Right.
And what Paul Bremer's job was, Eric, was to set up the promised land for international corporations. And it has not happened. It's been a year and a half now since we took over that country. And it hasn't happened because foreign capital is staying away for two reasons. First of all, as I mentioned earlier in the program, they can't get insurance to insure doing business in Iraq. Second, it's the most dangerous place on the planet to attempt to do business. So guess what? The foreign capital, the foreign corporations are not coming into Iraq. Why would they? It'd be insane to do so, and it will be for some period of time.
Right. Now, I think we've totally mismanaged that whole operation over there. And this is just another one. Another article I read the other day was they captured an insurgent and interrogated him. And when they gave the body, he died in interrogation. They gave the body back to the family. His fingernails were missing.
What we're doing over there is as horrible and as barbaric as any invading army in any time. And that's becoming more clear with each passing day and each passing week.
So I just can't believe them when they state their goals is we want to, you know, better that country over there and stuff. It just, their actions.
Well, we're going to conclude this in a moment, Eric, but real quick.
Yeah.
What Paul Bremer wanted to do was prevented by international treaties. The United States signed international treaties going back almost 100 years ago for the older one, mm-hmm. saying that we would not invade a country, seize the assets of the country, the national assets, and sell those assets. We signed treaties saying we wouldn't do that,
mm-hmm.
which means we would have to have a legitimate government in Iraq authorizing national assets. Say, for example, they've got 17 cement factories in Iraq that were mm-hmm. national factories owned by the Iraqi government. There has to be a legitimate government to authorize the private sale of national assets before we can get around these treaties. That hasn't happened yet. The interim government that came about in June is not being recognized by the international insurance companies as being legitimate and having the authority to sell these assets. That's why the whole thing is dead in the water. There is no redevelopment of Iraq going on. There's American tax dollars rebuilding things we've blown up. But the manufacturing industries, which is what's necessary to bring a country back like that, are going no place. And it may be some period of time before they do.
Well, it's a sad story, but I just wanted to comment on that. I really appreciate you filling in for Sean today.
Appreciate it, Eric. And we have another Eric from Dallas. Eric from Dallas, are you there, please?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
What's your question or comment, sir?
Well, you brought up a constitutional issue, and I wanted to get your – I've read your bio, and you've been well involved in a lot of things. Do you feel that the Constitution is still has power?
It has as much power as the people of the United States are willing to give it. Unfortunately, I think for the most part, Eric, it is lip service. You all in Texas are blessed to have a genuine, bona fide patriot that you've elected to the U.S. Congress. That would
Ron
be
Paul.
Ron Paul, obviously.
Excellent guy.
Who is opposed by his own party whenever he comes up for re-election. I mean, who ever heard of such a thing? His own party opposes him for re-election.
Yeah, there hasn't been a politician like him in a while.
Well, he's a statesman. He's not a politician. He's a statesman.
Oh, exactly.
He is, absolutely. There's about 20 men and women who support him in most things in Congress, which is less than 10%.
yep. of the people in Congress.
He gives the Patriots hope, but he's one of the few out there.
He's one of the very few, less than 10%, about 20 men and women who join him in voting.
Tom Tancredo out in Colorado, Tancredo also, he's really on top of it too.
But unfortunately, we would need at least a simple majority in Congress of people that think and believe and vote
right.
the way Ron Paul does in order to take back the country.
Right. And not be afraid and not sell out in the meantime.
It's tough because they do have ways. We had a turnover in 94 after the assault weapons ban was passed, an unprecedented turnover in Congress, bringing in a lot of patriotic young men and women. And it took, I'd say 6 or 8 months before they became convinced to go along with the company program there in Washington, D.C., and vote like the rest of those knuckleheads up there.
Well, I think what really irritates me, I'm kind of new to the Patriot movement, but then again, I think a lot of our problems in America is that we're really a young country. We've been our leaders, especially our executive leaders of all. And they're selling us out every day as it goes by. But what really irritates me is the excessive taxing and all of the, all of the administrative fees. Everything we do is unconstitutional. I deal with a tax organization, and I just deal with constant brainwashed people every day.
Oh, I know.
And
it's amazing.
They think that, if you don't pay your taxes, you're ripping the government off. And
it's not your tax unless you're liable for it, is it?
Exactly. I mean, that's right.
That's what the part they don't understand.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're liable for a tax, you should pay it. But if you're not liable, why in the world would you do so?
Well, there's this info site called 861.info. I don't know if you've heard of it. Joe Bannister got...
Oh, Joe Bannister is a one guy in a million.
Yeah, well, he just got arrested yesterday.
No kidding.
Yeah, he just went down.
What's he charged with?
They've got about 30 different counts of stuff. About 70 years, it looks like.
Federal stuff?
Yeah. If you go to the 861.info,
that's the number, 861?
Yes, www.861.info.
Well.
And check that out, and it's the 861, Section 861 tax code evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying that all, domestic citizens that don't trade internationally are not liable for income tax.
861.info.com?
No, it's just .info.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like instead of .com. But back on the monetary thing, I think the largest sign that I see is how Hong Kong has always pegged our dollar for years now, and you're starting to see a fluctuation where our dollar has gotten so weak that the Hong Kong dollar, they call that thing, is gaining in value over the dollar. It's not over, but it's been pegged. It's like $1 to 10 cents on the Hong
right.
Kong.
Well, all these things that need to be watched and observed, we need to monitor them carefully because of the consequences of a rapidly falling dollar and what it could do to mom and pop and family.
In 6 months, it has just gone so far down. I mean, we're basically trading places with the euro.
Exactly.
I mean, it's hard to change the course of this world order, but the focus is not, I can't change the government. I'm scared of these people around me. I mean, it's my neighbors. It's you try to wake them up. You try to tell them what's going on. And
it's difficult, isn't it, Eric?
It's very difficult.
Yep.
Very difficult. But I got a good side. We need more people like you in the public.
We all need to work together. All the audience out there working with their friends and neighbors and relatives, listening to these broadcasts,
yeah.
buying books from Republic Broadcasting.
Right. Turn the TV off.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, you're right, though. Turn the TV off and try to seek the truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Eric, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. This is a call-in show, ladies and gentlemen. We are looking for your questions and your comments. This is your radio station and your show at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And on hold, we have Bob from Kansas. Bob, what part of Kansas are you in?
I'm in Kansas City area.
Kansas City area.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get over to the Prophecy Club there in Topeka?
I went one time when Tex Mars came there, but that's about it.
Well, Tex is quite a guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I like Tex Mars. He's right on about it.
Well, Prophecy Club's working on getting their own radio station up there, but tell me, what's on your mind tonight, Bob?
Well, I tend to agree with you about the Chinese-Russian scenario. They're going to use these illegal immigrants to destabilize us about the time we take on Iran, because they've set Iran up to take out about half our or all of our military over there as a pawn, while North Korea takes out about half of our military in the Pacific, even though those two countries won't be there anymore.
You know, what you're describing, Bob, is World War III.
Well, that's exactly what's getting ready to happen.
And
I got
also,
a couple
you know,
other things.
World War II wasn't even called World War II until it was already going on for almost 3 years.
Correct. Can I wait through the break?
You please do, Bob. Hold on through the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after the break.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore substituting for John Stapmiller on the National Intel Report. We're having fun this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're discussing, getting educated, educating each other. I learned as much as you do out there. You folks are all over the country. You each have your own perspective. You each have your own sources. And we can educate and brief each other through this manner. We have Bob holding over from Kansas. Bob, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Please continue.
Like I said, they're going to put us in check with pawns because they play chess while our president has trouble figuring out a checkerboard. our people, our leaders, are legends in their own mind. They become demented. And I'm telling you right now, and England too, England's just going to be a vapor. I'll guarantee you they'll get rid of England forever. Russia will.
England presents no threat then. It has some nukes.
Well, it is going to get rid of
some threat.
They are a threat. They're a seething little, drippy little filthy threat that has been trying to control and manipulate the world for a long time.
They have. You're right.
You know, and so Russia knows that 100 million white Christian Russians have died under their socialist, Marxist, Zionist crud. And so they're just going to vaporize them. And Vladimir Putin 6 months ago said, Israel, you get involved in anything else, I'm going to vaporize you. And they mean it.
Oh, they wouldn't hesitate for a New York minute.
Why shouldn't they? I mean, they killed more people than filthy Hitler. The Zionists that ran Russia before they went down to Israel killed more people than Hitler.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a fact.
By at least a factor of 5 or 10 times more.
You know what disturbs me is that, and I haven't heard much about it, and they're squelching it on the news right now, but the first report of that, Hmong Laotian tribesmen that shot all those people in Minnesota.
Oh, okay. I've been trying to
back
pull
to the illegal
garage.
Immigrant problem.
The deer hunter was a Hmong tribesman?
No, it was the guy that was trying to poach on their land and sitting in the deer stand. He was a Hmong Laotian tribesman.
Oh, this is not good.
He killed 6 people. 6 of them have died so far. 2 are just hanging on. Now, so it's his word against theirs.
Well.
And now he had an AK. Now, listen to this. The first report on ABC News on the radio, when this first came out, I heard it right away because I listened to radio. And they said that he was hired by the CIA to fight the Vietnamese and then brought over here after the war.
Well, that did go on.
Yeah, I know that. And how do you know they haven't had his little pea brain in one of their little brain cookers somewhere teaching him to be a nut?
There's a lot of questions. The first, I have feet in both areas. I have feet in the area of being a homicide detective, and I have feet in the area of being a veteran of Vietnam, working in intelligence and special forces both. And there's a lot of questions that need to be answered.
Well, I tell you what, people, those immigrants aren't going to think twice about blowing your little butts away. You better not think twice about blowing their little butts away.
Well,
because that's what it's going to come down to when our currency collapses and our army's getting their can kicked over there in Iran. They're going to take it in the shorts real bad over there, John, when they go into Iran. And when they do, then everybody's going to make their move, and you're just going to have to hold on for the ride because it's going to be the wildest one. Till Jesus comes back.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
We appreciate your call. Thanks, sir. We've got another break, ladies and gentlemen. Or do we? We do have another break. And we'll be back after the break. Hold on, please.
We need leaders to lead us, not 6 months and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need friends, food.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.